It's Dermot and Dave live from Croke Park for the Easton Spelling Bee. Delighted to be joined by brilliant Cavan band, The Stripes, and from their brand new album just released on Friday, Spitting Image, this is Behind Closed Doors from The Stripes.
It's a national crisis, your dependence on vices. I'm amazed that you're resilient to laugh at the other drunken millions. When the clothes you want to work today are speckled with sick and postulations I made behind closed doors. You never know what goes on.
Today FM, that is the brilliant The Stripes, Cavan's finest here in Croke Park, where we're live for the Easton Spelling Bee. That's happening a little bit later on in the show.
Boys, congrats on the new music. It is absolutely brilliant.
Oh, thank you very much.
So, new album released on Friday.
Yeah. How's that feel to kind of finally get it out, and now you have to do the dreaded promo stuff?
That's it. Well, we had it recorded in November. Yes, we've been sitting on it for a while.
Right.
It's nice to get up off of it.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people compare it to giving birth. I know that as six lads here talking to each other, we've no idea what that is like.
No, but it's actually more difficult, I imagine.
I'd say more difficult, more painful, all that, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, but I mean, it is. You've worked on something for so long. You must be excited then to kind of unleash it on the world.
Yeah, well, like, we just done 2 weeks of gigging in the UK, and we were sort of like doing all the new tunes, and the reaction's been great. So it's just great to actually finally be playing the songs live and like seeing the reaction from people.
Yeah, I mean, I know you guys have good relationships with people like Paul Weller and Noel Gallagher and people like that. Do you give them a little sneak peek, or any? Do you give any high profile names a little peek to get their opinion on it?
Sent the record to Weller a couple of weeks before. Yeah, he was very nice about it. He really enjoyed it.
Wow.
About like 4 or 5 weeks before it came out, we just sent it. So
he didn't send you back a list of notes or anything like
changes.
I should play on this. He just sent back a letter saying I've changed my address and don't contact me anymore.
Please stop sending me music.
You were down in Cork on Friday for the launch of the album, down in the Vinyl Lounge.
The Vinyl Lounge is a great spot as well. It's only recently opened a few weeks ago. It's an amazing spot.
This is by Golden Discs, and it's just so amazing because that whole sort of type of music store was on its knees, and now with the comeback of vinyl, these places are thriving. So you were doing a gig down there. You did another one, and you had a run in with some priests.
We were playing upstairs in the Vinyl Lounge, and there was some mass out on the street, and they didn't take kindly to us playing music upstairs. The windows were open.
There was a mass on the street.
Revolutionary. I couldn't.
It's like a festival.
Yeah, it was a festival.
Mastonbury.
Going back in time now.
Was this a gig you did back in 1950?
Exactly. But they were complaining and running out the door and all that stuff, saying, you know, yeah, you're too loud for mass. Mm. It's amazing. Sex Pistols all over again.
Yeah. What is the name of your next album?
Yeah, exactly.
Too loud for mass.
Now, you boys, of course, like in relation to the Easton Spelling Bee, like, you can't spell.
No.
The Stripes with a Y. Hello.
I know, it's a terrible, terrible effort.
Were you trying to be cool? What was the idea there, guys?
It's cool to know nothing.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
How was your spelling in school? Like,
I was pretty good at spelling, yeah. Throw me a word there. Don't put me on the spot.
Catheter. I don't know why that's
happening. C-A-T-H-E-T-E-R.
Yeah, spot on. You can't argue with that, in fairness.
Wow, Dave's...
I know, yeah. I don't know why that was my go-to word, but it was.
Your medical self-conscious coming out there. Lots of gigs planned, I presume, over the summer. You're doing festivals and stuff. You got one in Whelan's. We'll get to that in a second. But you're doing any festivals?
Yeah, we're kind of doing a lot of European festivals throughout July. And then we're going to Japan at the end of July. We're doing Fuji Rocks. And then...
How's your Japanese?
Spell that.
No, it's easy. Small tree with a hat. Two dogs leaning up against the wall.
No, that's the Mokonil of Japanese.
Oh, it is. Sorry.
So that's got to be exciting. Have you done gigs in Japan before?
Yeah, this will be our fifth time going.
All right.
Yeah, because we did a couple of tours there the last couple of years. It's fantastic, yeah. It goes down really
well. Is there anything different about doing a gig in Japan compared to Europe?
The population.
It's very early in the day. Some of the gigs we were on stage at like 6 or 7 in the evening.
Right.
It's all organised around the last bus, the last train home.
Yeah, but unlike the Irish audiences, they haven't been drinking bags of cans since lunchtime.
Well, they start really early in the day, like they're early.
There's also talk of us playing Electric Picnic, but we're not officially announced.
Well, we wouldn't do anything of the sort. And exactly. mention that the Stripes might be playing Electric Picnic. We couldn't possibly say anything like that.
I don't know how we got onto it there a few minutes ago, but it turns out that you guys are big Sabrina the Teenage Witch fans.
Massive. Indeed, it's true.
Yeah.
Well, you were doubting our ability to know the program. You said, how did we get on it? You said it's before our time.
Yeah.
That was our time.
Smack bang in the middle of their time. It was on the den, wasn't it?
It was the last thing before we were Neighbours and The Simpsons.
So any particularly strong feelings about any aspect of Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
We were discussing that recently, who was her main beau throughout the show, Harvey or Josh, and it was unanimously Harvey, wasn't it?
He was the first lad.
But according to Wikipedia.
Oh, it's the other guy, but Wikipedia's always wrong.
Well, it's like Home and Away. I mean, everyone liked the original Pippa, and when the second one came in, it was like, who the hell?
No, that is definitely before their time.
Yeah. We didn't do that.
Yeah. You going to do another tune for us?
Yes. So
another new one off the album?
Yeah, it's called Oh Cruel World.
Okay.
Excellent. All right, we'll put those microphones down, get back to your other microphones. And ladies and gentlemen, live with Dermot and Dave in Croke Park here on Today FM for the All-Ireland Final of the Easton Spelling Bee. It is from Cavan, The Stripes. Live on Today FM. We're live in Croke Park. That's some mean harmonica going on there. No, it's great to hear somebody who can actually play the harmonica. Not like usually, like bands, Bono, I'm looking at you, it just goes. That's fine. That's all I need to do. That's quality playing there. A round of applause.
Man. Better than Bono. You can catch the boys playing live. The Stripes are going to be in Whelan's December the 21st and 22nd.
There's a question in about that, actually, lads, on 53102. Quick question, lads. Are the Whelan's show going to be over 18 or all ages?
Yeah, we didn't know it was going to be announced this week either.
So you're learning as well.
Yeah, well, watch this space anyway.
Frey has been on Snapchat as well. Says, get the Stripes on fast. I'm going to the beach soon. And sent a lovely picture of herself and all her beach gear. So she's heading off there. A big fan. And a text in for you as well on 53102.
Lovely beaches in Cavan.
Yeah, loads of them.
We say this every time. There's 365 lakes in Cavan.
Yeah. One for every day of the year. Great to hear the Stripes on the show. They are brilliant and such cool, funny guys, says the Stripes Mammies. No, that's from June. So how are you, June?
Thanks for coming in. If you want to listen back to any of that, all you got to do is go to the website, todayfm.com. Coming up in just a few minutes, one cheesy song versus a cracker of a tune. Cheese and crackers on the way.
Big round of applause for the Stripes, ladies and gents. And the Today FM All-Ireland Final of the Easton Spelling Bee on the way next. Dermot and Dave on Today FM.